Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a Monday, but we're going to make it awesome. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right, so hour number two begins. I was listening to Glenn Beck last week on my way home, and he had a what sounded like an extremely compelling story. You know how I feel about January 6th. You know what I said. I said it right from the get-go that this was an inside job, so to speak. There was a lot of influence there from either the FBI or the CIA or both, okay? And so far, I think that I've been right on. As we go through and peel back the layers of the onions, more and more, it looks like that's exactly what took place. Remember when they said there was only a few FBI agents?
Right.
Then all of a sudden, there was like 126 when they finally started doing some digging.
Plus, we saw the video. I mean, it looked like a Capitol tour. Now, yeah, did we see some things going on outside that they shouldn't have been doing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
But we saw the Capitol Police move the barriers. We saw the Capitol Police walking them through the halls.
Yes.
We saw them tell them, hey, just don't bother anything. It'll be fine.
I mean,
it was like, come on in. Here's the free tour.
The truth was so far from the fake reality that we were being sold via the Democrats and the lefty mainstream media.
Now, were there, again, some people doing things wrong in the Capitol, outside the Capitol? Absolutely. But was it totally... I don't know, not influenced? I don't think so.
No, it was totally influenced. Now, one of the things that we haven't heard much about, remember, there were bombs placed, both by the Republicans and the Democrats, their headquarters, RNC, DNC. Now, thank God they didn't explode, but somebody did place pipe bombs there, and for the longest time, we just didn't hear much about it. And they have some video.
Yeah.
And they really worked hard on this video. And this is what Glenn Beck deserves credit for, this because it was the people working for him and the Blaze that put this together using their connections. So here's the deal. A forensic analysis of a female former U.S. Capitol Police officer's gait, the way they walk, G-A-I-T, their gait, is a 94% to 98% match to the unique stride of the long sought after January 6 pipe bomb suspect. This is according to Blaze News investigation and confirmed by several intel sources. A source close to a congressional investigation of January 6th additionally told Blaze News, evidence has emerged recently that pointed toward law enforcement possibly being involved in the planning of the pipe bombs.
What? Oh, that was fake shock there.
Yeah, a software algorithm that analyzes walking parameters, including flexion, you know, like knee bend, hip extension, speed, step length, cadence, and variance, rated Shawnee Ray Kirkhoff, 31, of Alexandria, Virginia, as a 94% match to the bomb suspect shown on video from January 5th. The veteran analyst who ran this analysis for Blaze News said that based on visual observations the program can struggle with, he personally pegged the match at closer to 98%.
Okay, that's better than most odds.
Now, it gets better.
Ooh.
Because you're wondering, well, what happened to her?
Yeah.
Kirkhoff, who was a Capitol Police officer for 4.5 years, left the department in mid-2021 to work for the CIA.
I knew you were going there.
Yep.
Imagine. So you get a promotion for planting pipe bombs.
It kind of sounds like that, doesn't it?
That's the way D.C. works, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, CIA spokeswoman Liz Lyons stated that the subject worked in campus security. Mm-hmm. Kirkhoff's residence in Alexandria, Virginia, appeared to be under the watch of law enforcement officers on Friday night. Blaze News editor-in-chief Christopher Bedford was pulled over by local police after stopping to observe the home. He was then allowed to leave. The FBI, which failed to solve the case in nearly 5 years of investigation, but indicated that it was closing in after Blaze News brought its investigation to intelligence sources and was feet away from the Falls Church address of the pipe bomb suspect days after January 6th. Former FBI Special Agent Kyle Serafin realized Friday that he was doing surveillance next door to the woman now suspected of being the January 6th pipe bomber. The FBI put us one door away from the pipe bomber within days of January 6th, and we were deliberately pulled away for no logical investigative reason.
Hmm.
And everything about that tells me that they were involved in a cover-up and have been since day one.
Again, no surprise.
He said they were blanking in on it. Serafin proposed doing a knock and talk at the door of an Air Force civilian employee whose address was tied to a vehicle that picked up the bomb suspect in Falls Church, Virginia on January 5th. Okay, so the day before, and that's when the bombs were planted. Serafin's team spent 2 days watching the man, but Serafin's request to go face-to-face with the person of interest was denied. And the team was pulled off the case the same night.
Oh, you don't believe in coincidences, do you?
No. Serafin said he has given the same details publicly since 2021. There's a personal reaction to it, which is a complete vindication that the things that I've been saying, my recollection of being briefed on this stuff, has been accurate for years, and I've never changed my tune. FBI tied a D.C. Metro Rail Smart Trip card allegedly used by the pipe bomb suspect to an Air Force civilian employee, but determined that while the man purchased the card, he did not use it. The suspect allegedly used the card to travel from D.C. to a stop in Falls Church after planting the pipe bombs. The Air Force civilian employee had purchased the Smart Trip card a year earlier. So, I mean, this to me is a huge story. I mean, this makes Watergate look like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, is it 100% a done deal? No, but you heard the numbers, like 98% accuracy. Somebody who definitely worked for Capitol Police, somebody who definitely left and went to work for the CIA. I mean,
wow.
This smells as bad as I thought it would, honestly. And you think you could get, like, somebody to do your dirty work to plant those bombs, but wouldn't it be better if it was somebody in law enforcement that you knew could get the mission done?
Right, because you don't want somebody who you paid to do it. They end up, you see the scenario that we end up in jail. They're talking to people. Right. They're talking to friends. They right. tell, and then it gets out. But if you keep it all inside, theoretically.
What are you willing to do to become uh-huh. part of the CIA? We might be hiring soon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Discovery of the devices between 12:40 and 1:05 p.m. respectively on January 6th drew already depleted police resources away from the Capitol just as a huge crowd breached the grounds at 12:53. A joint session of Congress convened at 1 p.m. to take up challenges to the certification of the Electoral College vote from the 2020 presidential election. Kirchhoff, the suspect, was a Capitol Police officer from 2018 until mid-2021. She was a member of the department's Civil Disturbance Unit and a training officer on the use of less lethal crowd control weapons that were extensively used on January 6th crowds. So, The Blaze has it. You can look it up for yourself, theblaze.com, and you can check that out. I'm wondering and waiting for other news outlets to pick up this ball and run with it.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's bugging you? Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Are you ready? Come on, don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Ocala Bill, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I got back from Puerto Rico last Thursday, took Friday off. Came back to work this morning, and it's cold, and I got to go to work. That's what's bugging me.
Oh, we get that. Yeah. We get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because, man, I mean, look at the folks in the Midwest. They, you know, had some decent temps, and then the next thing you know, they got snow on the ground, and Chicago's looking at maybe a foot coming their way. So it bugs me, too, because I don't like the cold, because I'm
We don't have to go that far north.
Yeah.
I mean, snow is falling in some of the elevations of North Carolina. Some has fallen overnight. They've closed down 441 that goes through the Cherokee National Forest. So there's that. They expect a foot of snow up there, though, at the highest elevations. But,
showed up fast, didn't it?
Summer is over, it appears.
Yeah.
I think we can announce that.
Enjoy now. This 51 degrees right now.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
Yeah, hey. Good morning, guys. I don't understand why aren't we exposing the Republicans that are holding up this bill or having the Senate come back to work instead of always the Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. Why aren't we shouting their names from the rooftops?
Well, because all the Republicans were requiring was a clean continuing resolution. In other words, the status quo, just keep on going, spending exactly where it was. The Democrats wanted a lot more than that. That was the sticking point. So it really was up to the Democrats to come to the table, because this isn't how you do the spending bill. Okay, this was just to keep the government open. And by the way, I don't know if you've heard, and maybe I should do a better job of telling everybody, but it's pretty much over. The Democrats in the Senate have Tim Kaine was the last one to put him at the 60 mark. So for all intents and purposes, this shutdown is over. Now, as far as officially and people being back to work, they're saying by the end of the week. That's the time frame that we're hearing right now. All right, let's go to Steve. Good morning. What's bugging you?
There are a lot of things, but I'll just start off with Adam Schiff. Yeah, for some reason on my Facebook page, his crap comes across. And after the vote yesterday to open the Senate or to pass the CR, he said, I cannot in my right conscience sign on to this Republican health care debacle. Wait a minute. Obamacare. It's crazy. What the heck? It's just crazy.
That's why we knew when we called it Obamacare, we needed to, so that people could always remember that that was intended to be a mess. But the Democrats thought they could retain power, and they would eventually fix it with, quote-unquote, universal health care.
Right.
That was the game plan. Jerry, good morning. What's bugging you? Jerry, are you there? He's usually there. Jerry.
We hear you breathing.
Okay. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Man, what's me so bad is these protesters, so-called, a.k.a. terrorists, who are going after ICE. Why isn't ICE more proactive and shooting a bunch of these people? They're trying to kill ICE people. They are trying to destroy America. Why are ICE not getting serious with these, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, when it is... when your life is being threatened, I mean, the average citizen should have the ability to defend themselves. These are federal officers. They should have, above and beyond a kind of a right. So I'm not sure. I don't know if there's sort of politics at play there or not.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Jerry, good morning. What's bugging you?
It's Jay.
Oh, Jay. What's bugging you?
Yeah, okay, that's the problem.
Yep.
This government shutdown, I think I've got the answer to the problem. This is going to continue to happen. So the rule is no taxation without representation. So I think what should happen is every employer in the United States should quit withholding federal withholding taxes and set these people straight. They're not working. They're closed. They don't get paid. We don't pay either.
I mean, that certainly would be, you would think, that would be motivation for them to work things out. Look, we haven't done a legitimate budget in I don't know how long.
No. Otherwise, it wouldn't be $38 trillion in debt.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's a lot associated with this whole thing and this shutdown, but looks like a light at the end of the tunnel. It looks like they're coming together. They got the votes. Now they just have to work out some of the details. And they believe by the end of the week, the government will be fully functioning and operational. Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
As well
back
as,
to Abby Normal.
Yes, this can be expected, yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And botulism and baby formula, two things you really don't want to hear about together.
Mm-mm.
Details coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
What are you crying about, Bob?
Baby formula.
Oh, that. Yes.
Yeah, this is a serious story. Health authorities are investigating 13 cases across 10 states of infant botulism.
That's not good.
Linked to baby formula that is being recalled, the company By Heart Incorporated has begun recalling two lots of the company's whole nutrition infant formula. 13 infants have been hospitalized after drinking formula from two different lots. I don't know how I can do this in an easy way. Okay. 206 VABP. These are long numbers. It's not going to make sense to give them out. But you're going to have to, I got this off of Breitbart, and I know other folks have it. Just go baby formula.
Yeah, well, and odds are, if there are retailers that know they've got it, they're going to be pulling it off the shelves.
Yeah, they're going to pull it. It's just, you know, those who have already purchased
that's
it.
That's true.
Yep. Now, no deaths have been reported, so that's good. Mm-hmm. The FDA is investigating the origin of the contamination. The safety and the well-being, of course, for the babies, number one. The formula is sold online and through major retailers and comprises roughly 1% of national formula sales. I wonder if this was a company that maybe, you know, kind of came up or expanded when we had that shortage before. I don't know. Because remember, there was only
like two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the CDC said anyone who bought the recalled formula, you know, some people never take a chance. They just throw it away.
Sure.
But they want you to at least record the lot number of the product before you throw it away. And if you are going to handle it at all, you know,
Be careful.
Hot, soapy water, clean the item surfaces, anything came in contact with it. And parents should seek medical care immediately if an infant drank the recalled formula and then had difficulty feeding or swallowing, loss of head control, because infant botulism caused by bacteria that produces toxins in the large intestines, well, symptoms, apparently, and I didn't know this, can take weeks to develop.
Really?
Yes.
That's shocking. You think something like that would like kick in, wouldn't you? Shows what
yeah.
I know. But,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, symptoms of infant botulism can include constipation, poor feeding, drooping eyelids, sluggish pupils, a flattened facial expression, diminished suck and gag reflexes, a weak or altered cry, respiratory difficulty, and possibly respiratory arrest.
Ooh. Wow. A lot.
So, yeah, that's
nothing to mess with.
Absolutely not. All right. What else do we have going on? Let me catch you up on some of the things that happened over the weekend. They are eating gator tail right now in Lexington. Yeah, and that was our gators that were basically cooked up on a spit. Kentucky Wildcats, they ran wild all over the Gators and won 38-7. I've seen so many things online. This is a low point for, you know, the program and all that.
Of course, yeah.
And it is tough.
It is.
It is tough because, first of all, our expectations have always been high. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is it just, you know, it's one thing to lose a game. But, I mean,
when it's one you should win, that it makes it worse.
And here's the thing that makes it more troubling, I guess. If your program is in trouble, now that, you know, the student athletes have this portal that they can kind of jump into, you know, Scotty, beam me up. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And so their mind is on that. Where am I going? What am I doing? And not on saying, hey, I have a commitment here. I need to finish strong.
Right.
And you only need a few players, you know, to not buy in and be 100%, and you can lose football games by a large margin. And I think that's part of what happened here.
Yeah.
The Jags had a huge lead and gave up, I don't know, over 21 points, like, in the fourth quarter. That was just awful to watch that.
Wow.
It's like I almost tuned out because I'm like, oh, Jags got it in the bag.
Mm.
No, they didn't. So they lost 29-36 to Houston. Miami beat Buffalo. Wouldn't have thought that. Miami's had their issues, and Buffalo has had a pretty good season so far, but I don't know what happened there. I didn't watch enough of the game. The Bucks lost to New England. That was a heartbreaker. You know, it's not like the Bucks looked great, but they looked good and good enough. But New England came, and Bucks made a couple of, mistakes. On defense, and there you go. That's how that one goes. And this was in Tampa, So that one hurts a little bit more. But the big daddy, the Trump daddy,
yes,
he was flying over a game last night. The Lions and Washington were playing. And the Lions, wow, they went after Washington like they were a bunch of Christians. Beat them.
See what you did there, Bob.
Beat them 44-22.
See what you did there.
And President Trump, though, he stopped in the broadcast booth, and he was chatting it up with the guys. He got a bunch of applause.
Yeah.
And then even out on the field, Lions receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, one of the receivers, and his teammate performed the Trump dance during the first quarter of the game. Yep, St. Brown caught a pass on 3rd and 7 from the 10-yard line, scored, handing Detroit 14 points to the Commanders 3. And that's when St. Brown and fellow wide receiver Jameson Williams, they pointed to the skybox and began performing the familiar double fist pump of the Trump dance.
That's nice.
Yep.
Oh, man, you could have waved at the pilots on Air Force One if you were in that upper deck there.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, hey, how you doing there, sir, Captain?
And what did Trump say about the flyover?
I won't know the exact quote, but I bet I could paraphrase.
Let's hear it.
Probably the best ever.
Greatest.
Okay. You know it was going to be.
Greatest ever flyover.
Greatest ever flyover.
Ever.
Well, you got to admit, though, he's done some cool ones. I mean, since he's been in office.
I saw him fly over Daytona.
Yeah, I was going to say he's done some NASCAR stuff doing this. I think it's. I mean, why not? You know, it's if you look at it that way, it's the people's plane. You know, get in there and just kind of what a great way to be interactive with an entire stadium full of people.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, and you know what? When they were talking to him, it was an interesting kind of an interview for doing it right in the middle of a football game.
Yeah,
and he explained why he loves sports so much. Said he sees it as a microcosm of life, containing the good, the bad, and the ugly moments. He spoke from the Fox broadcast booth with sports commentators Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma during the NFL game, and Albert pointed out that it was the first time a sitting president had attended a regular season NFL game. I've been, I think, some playoff Super Bowls, obviously, right. But just a regular season game.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
That's cool.
In 1978, Albert shared that the former President Jimmy Carter attended an NFL game on October 2nd. And he says, you know I love sports, and you attend baseball games, NASCAR races. What is it about sports that you enjoy? He said, I just love it. It's a microcosm of life. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly. And he says, you can equate sports with life. You have the triumphs, you have the problems, and you got to get through the problems to hit the triumphs, and you can never quit. You can never give up. And that really is true. There is many lessons that can be learned in the spirit of competition. You have to be responsible for yourself, but yet it is a team sport, so you've got teammates and your interaction with them, everything. It is I like it, and I think that it helps anything competitive. Doesn't have to be athletics. You could be like on the chess team, but understanding to put in the work, the desire to win has to be met with putting in the work.
Well, he's a competitive guy at everything he does, so it makes sense that he would enjoy all kinds of sports.
And he gave a shout-out to Broadway Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Namath.
That's awesome.
Yep. He praised the legendary former quarterback for the New York Jets. Said Namath was a great talent, had a great arm. You know, again, he was speaking with them in the broadcast booth. He spoke about Namath and former NFL quarterback Tom Brady.
Wow.
And Drew Brees. Yep. So we take you back to the 60s. You got the Jets. You got Joe Namath. You got the Cowboys. So I love the Jets, he said. I love the Giants. I had a lot of friends, Bob Tisch and some of the people that owned the Giants at the time. And we're going along and progressing. And, you know, look, we had a couple of Super Bowls with the Giants. The Jets have been having a little bit of a hard time. Woody's a great guy. He's a friend of mine. Are you a Joe Namath fan? And they asked him. I love Joe Namath, he said. He was a great talent. He had that arm. His leg's not so good, which is very true.
Yeah.
But his arm made up for it. When you talk about a quick release, he had it. Yeah, it was. I thought it was a great interview. Mm-hmm. Really non-political.
Yep. It's all about sports.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was interesting.
Relatable to the people.
It is interesting, isn't it? That
The contrasts.
Yep.
Amazing.
All right. It is Monday, isn't it? Every once in a while you feel, you go, wow, it's Monday.
Yep.
But we're going to pump you up. We're going to take on Monday. That's what we do. We've got a lot more to talk about. Hey, did I mention Florida Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins? He'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. So stick around. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. Come on, we'll make it great. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Yeah, it's going to be cold and getting colder. Be prepared for that. Cover the plants. Bring grandma in. Yeah, probably the pets, too, would be a good idea. No, it really is because there's a very good chance we could get below freezing and maybe for a couple of hours.
Yeah. And for the next couple of 3 days. So there's that.
Come on, man.
I know.
No, just say 2 days.
Okay,
I can take 2 days of anything.
Really? But after that, it's like you're over it?
Yeah, like if it's overcast and raining for 3 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sad.
Well, it's freezing in Atlanta this morning. That's how close it is to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How close it is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Trying to decide what I'm going to talk about.
Well, I mean, just options, you know.
Well, there's options. There's a few things that we have looked into this morning before going on the air when we were here in the 4 o'clock hour. The sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard something about that. I think was it late last week?
Yeah,
some stuff began to break.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, on the whole, the football players, was it?
The first
one?
Yeah.
But they insinuated there was more to it.
And I had a feeling there was, and this is a part of that.
Okay.
While federal prosecutors alleged the Guardians' closer, Emmanuel Clase, was involved in an illegal sports betting scheme, it didn't always go according to plan. Clase, along with fellow pitcher Luis Ortiz, was indicted on Sunday, with prosecutors alleging that Clase and Ortiz agreed in advance with their co-conspirators on specific pitches that they would throw in Major League Baseball games, which in turn their co-conspirators then used that information to place hundreds of fraudulent bets on those pitches. So for people that aren't familiar with it, yes, you can bet on everything. Do you think a fly will land on this player's nose in the seventh inning?
Oh.
It's
crazy.
It is crazy. And I had my concerns when they were opening this up. And look, betting was getting big really anyway.
Yeah.
And especially with the internet, it was very, very hard to control, you know, like at the state level. And it was just, it was becoming onerous. They went with the flow. Now, you know, the gambling in some of these places, it is completely legal. But I got to tell you, when you got that much money involved, or it's just easy, all you got to do is throw one pitch. That could maybe have no impact, probably wouldn't have any impact on the game at all. And in fact, the pitch he was supposed to throw was a ball.
Okay.
You know, if he pitched a ball in that first pitch and they had money on it, you win. It's that easy. So what does he do? He throws a ball.
Okay.
What does the batter do?
No.
Takes a swing at it anyway. It was low and outside the strike zone. He swings away at it anyway. And so guess what? You lose the bet.
Oh, my goodness.
That which I think is hilarious, honestly. But you're betting that first pitch to be thrown would be a ball. Or a hit by pitch, whatever. But they can break it down to, I mean, all this crazy stuff. So, they start to get into that. I'm not going to go deep into the woods, but I'll just say that, again, I think this is still probably the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And they run very, very deep.
If there's a certain amount we know about, there's always more that we don't.
Well, we're familiar with the idea of, you know, like throwing a game or you know, throwing a boxing match, you know, taking a dive, you know, and we'd heard the stories and, you know, there was cases like that. But when you can bet on every minute thing that isn't going to impact the game.
Right.
I guess that helps maybe the players to somehow maybe rationalize it. Like, look, I'm not hurting my team.
Oh, but I help some folks win some money.
Right.
Yeah.
And of which I'll take, you know, a percentage.
A small percentage. Wow.
But can you imagine? It's like you can't lose. The pitcher told you he's going to throw a ball.
Yeah.
He's in on it.
Yeah.
He goes up there. He throws low and outside. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody swinging at that. Somebody did.
Maybe the batter should have got in on the bet and knew had a little more insight.
Oh, God. Who knows?
But it's like we talked about at the time when this first story was first breaking. Now you don't trust anything you see in the sense that, because how many times have you said, how in the world did he miss that catch?
Or, right.
Nobody, a 10-year-old wouldn't swing at that pitch.
Right.
Now you're going, oh, now
what's
we
going
know
on
why.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the same way. Hey, if you're betting that it's going to be a strike and you're the batter, all you got to do is swing.
Sure. You can miss. It's easy.
Hey, batter. Hey, batter.
And there you
bring
go.
Bring back some childhood memories. Hey, the top story of the day, though, is it looks like the government is going to reopen. Not until the end of the week.
Yeah.
But, you had enough Democrats in the Senate to cross over and say, yeah, and as far as I know, it's a clean bill. It's a continuing resolution.
Which we still don't like, but they acted like all these things changed and we were doing all these detrimental things. Come on.
Yeah, they wanted to pile. Yeah. They wanted to pile on. Yeah. Obamacare, you know, some of the boost for
incentives,
that.
Incentives, yeah.
Incentives and whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They were sunsetting. Well, guess who wrote that bill? Guess who the only people that passed that bill? All Democrats. They all knew it was coming.
And then they act like the Republicans are taking away health care.
And they know this is not the time to bargain for that anyway. So there you have it. But it's looking good, you know, looking good. We'll take the positive when we can get it. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.